Good afternoon, Ms. Egan. It is turning into your show for news, information, and more for this August 18, 2023 for WVS 103.7 to BNM 106. Weather today is beautiful day, 73. Tomorrow, block party Saturday, high of 78, low of 58. No chance of rain all week, just some partly cloudy things. Next Friday, class of 83, Muskegon, yeah, it's going down. I want to thank Kim Ellis and all the people for the work that they've been doing. I can't wait for that. Listen, today is a very special day because we're celebrating 3 years. When I thought about starting this program 3 years ago, it was to help with news, but more so to help with politics because there was just a mess. But we realized that it was so much more than that, that there was news, information, and people that needed to get their story out. I realized sometime that you need help. You really do. And so I said, I got to bring in somebody to help. And I brought in the perfect person, Pastor Melvin C. Burns II. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, my brother. How are you today?
3 years, brother. 3 years.
Well, I mean, you know, we were in the middle of COVID, an election year. We dug out of that, and it's been, the time went by fast, brother. It's been three amazing years.
And I'm thinking that it's an average of 52 Fridays in a year, except this one's 53. So we missed a couple because of holidays, but there will be a 150th show soon.
Soon.
So we're really excited today. I'm excited. Thank you for holding down the ship last week. We had a chance to get a vacation, but we're ready to start the show today. Yes. What do we got on today?
Well, brother, you know, we're continuing this series dealing with talking to artists. And our guest today is an exciting artist. You're going to love this show today if you're out there listening. Our guest today is Armand Levan. And if he's coming on now, we're going to talk to him and learn a little bit about his artistry.
Put your hands together.
I'm sorry, I didn't give him the big
You put your hands together. Armand, how you doing, sir?
All right. Yes, man, glad to be here. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me. I'm glad to be a part of it. I always love engaging, involving, and speaking. So this is always fun for me to sit behind the camera and talk, engage. So.
Right.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff to go through.
Give folks a little background about yourself and who you are.
Me, straight up and down, homegrown from Muskegon, Michigan, born and raised, went to all Muskegon schools, except for 1 year. I went to Reese Puff for 1 year, but, that was in middle school. But graduated from Muskegon. Big Red football, played sports all my life, was the team captain of the 08 team, so, you know, was proud of that. From there, went to college, attended Western Michigan University. I didn't finish school just because of financial reasons, but, you know, I kept chasing the dream. Just doing all that, just in summary, just always, you know, kind of like a lot of us, just trying to figure out what we're doing as we're growing up. You know, I fell into art, kind of found me. And then it just took me down so many different paths. I've been painting for about 7 years now, going on eight, worked with different companies like Under Armour, Peloton, Champ Sports, East Bay, a lot of pro athletes. It's a lot. Currently, I'm rounding up my 365 challenge. So my birthday is September 4th, and I've uploaded or been working on uploading at least one project a day every day for the last year to represent, to just showcase all the work of all the people that may have not been around from the beginning to end. But yeah, that's just some things about like me and things that I'm doing. But you know, we'll get into a lot more as the interview goes on. So
all right, first of all, September 4th is my mother's birthday, so I know great things are in your future.
Okay, I appreciate it.
We need you to go and share this message. You can go to WVS 103.7 The Beat, our M106 Facebook site, and you can share it to your site right now. If you're driving, and you, there you go, thank you. If you will want to see this show and you're driving right now, you can go back to those sites and revisit any of our shows from the beginning. So I just wanted to get that in. All right, Pastor Burns.
Armand, so tell us, how did you, did you have this interest in art coming through high school? How did you get into the book?
I didn't. So I think that's what kind of surprises most people. I didn't grow up being an artist. You know, I was always fairly good with my hands, but artistry, it was not one of those things for me. In college, same thing, not at all. Oddly enough, it started with iPhone.
Okay.
So I know that's crazy because I was back when the iPhone 4 was hot, you know, it was brand new. We back then, we could change all the pieces and change the color of it.
Yeah.
And me and my brother were in the business doing that, repairing iPhones. And we were trying to find a dude to pay him. And this is where entrepreneurship kind of started for me. We were trying to find somebody to pay to do it and to customize our phones, and we just couldn't get a hold of the guy. Let's go figure out how to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So started there, and then as time and technology evolved, I kept trying to figure out, like, how do I get into doing stuff that other people can't do with these iPhones? Like, everybody can, you know, I can do it, my brother can do it, somebody else probably can do it too. How do I become more unique? And I think that's where the thing kind of always clicked for me. So as the iPhones changed, I started trying to figure out, like, well, instead of buying the color pieces, can I paint them? Can I design them in whatever way, you know, where it's going to stick to the metal? Can somebody keep it in their hands? So that's kind of where it started. And it's crazy because, like, my artistry also goes with, like, my business and durability, because I started in sneakers and I didn't understand what one of my friends and my brother and, you know, a mentor kind of told me, like, you know, if you're going to do this form of art in shoes, you have to build wearable, you have to have a wearable product. I was trying to do that in iPhones. So I got into hydro dipping the iPhone cases because I couldn't get any paint to stay. So every time I painted a housing or whatever it was, the paint just wouldn't stay. It would eventually come off. So I got into hydro dipping. So that's when, if you know, for anyone that's following me, you can follow me at Armand Levan. You can also contact me there through ArmandLevan@nocreation.art. And my contact information there is there also. So, and I'll keep giving you guys that information as we go along. But nonetheless, I got into hydro dipping. And that's like on there is when you take basically any object and you just kind of submerge it in water. Some people have kind of seen it on the internet. It's kind of been a little viral sensation. But you have a design on water, and it's meant for metal parts. So like helmets, motorcycles, and I'm like, man, I can use this on an iPhone house. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So I started there, and then, but what I didn't know, they sent me the sheets in 3 by 10 feet. I didn't know that. I'm like, I only need an iPhone. So I figured out how to, you know, master the iPhone, I had all this print. I'm like, what do I do with this stuff? Like, you know, and I had just gotten into sneakers because growing up I didn't have shoes, but I had a little money. Now I was working at Champ Sports as a manager and co-manager, and I'm like, man, I got all these shoes, I'm gonna try to hydro dip some sneakers, why not? And that's where it started. Man, that's where it kicked off. Yeah, that's a whole nother, that's further down the line, but that's how it started. So once I got into sneakers and mastered hydro dipping, for me, it just became a challenge. As I learned what I was doing through social media and how I engage with people, it made, like, I've always wanted to challenge myself. So it was like, okay, well, once I figured out shoes, I'm like, okay, well, what's next? You know, canvases. Next, backpacks, what's next, skateboards. So it's like, and then it's also, what haven't I done? So when you talk about, like, starting as artistry, it really wasn't that I didn't have what I would say, like, I don't have the talent per se as what I know some people do when it comes to artistry, but it's something that just found me by the grace of God, I honestly say, because if I always think like, man, if I would have finished college or did anything else, I might not be down this path and I may not be affecting the people that I need to.
I want to talk to you about, I see you got hats for us that joined that club.
We I got too much up here. That's why. And it's, you know, so.
Listen, I want you to talk to other young people right now that are sitting up there with dreams, but are fearful attacking those dreams.
Oh, man. The one thing that I really nowadays, because so right now, even where I'm sitting right now, this was a dream. This building that I'm sitting in, that was an office, I didn't expect this to happen for another 5 years, you know, and it found me. But everything that I can tell people is, if you're chasing your dream or you have a dream, I just want to make sure I work this way.
Take your time.
100% of the time, you never know what's on the end of the answer or the other end of your decision. We can prepare for it. We can try to prepare for it. We can anticipate it, but we really don't know what's on the other end of it. You literally have to start to walk. You have to take the step and you have to just go, and you have to honestly trust and believe that you'll figure it out along the way. A lot of individuals that are chasing these dreams, they want to have the answers today when they're worried about making the wrong choices. Mm-hmm. But you don't know. You don't know that you made the wrong choice until you get there. Right. You're chasing your dreams, is you just have to go and believe that you'll figure it out. You have to trust in yourself and trust that, you know, the dream is worth it. Whatever satisfaction and gratification that you're getting, it's worth it. I fell into this by the grace of God. And
amen.
And I say that because I've had to gain financial literacy because I didn't care about money. Mm-hmm. I've had to gain it because I was so lax about not caring about money and art and just being an artist and living my dream of being able to paint, be stable. But if you have it, you have to, first thing with your dreams is you have to just take the choice to make movement. You know, you can't get anywhere by standing still. It's very simple. You cannot get anywhere by standing still. You have to. So, you know, when I started hydro dipping, I was like, I didn't know where I was going. I had no idea. I dove into it. I just believed that I'd figure it out along the way. I didn't even understand that when it came to hydro dipping shoes, I was entering a world and a realm that was cliche. And the only reason why you there's no reason to do it. What are you losing by not chasing it? Like, you know, if we make 1,000 excuses, but just remember, all it takes is a little bit. Once you start, just my other thing that I say is touch it every day. If you got a dream, you got a goal or something, if you touch it every single day, eventually it's going to grow. It's going to nurture. If you're doing something small, you have to touch it every day. But otherwise, like, I think that for me, it's more so that dreams have to be transitioned into goals. Because the beauty of a dream is the fact that it's not a reality. We may not fathom it as seeing it as being real. That's the luxury of a dream. You wake up, man, I know that wasn't real, but the thought of it is nice. But when you have stuff, a lot of this world, a lot of people that want to have these dreams, it's all tangible. Everything in this world was made for somebody to have.
Pastor Burns.
Good stuff. You know, you and I talked to another lady about this last week. You talk about like enjoying the art and the creativity, but then you also had to learn this is business too. why don't you talk about it a little bit where, you know, you went from, hey, I'm having fun doing this, to, wait a minute, I'm a businessman now.
Man, oh, that is the hands down the most difficult thing, the most by far. And it's even hard now to teach people how to get uncomfortable, because that's what a lot of business is. You know, when you're doing business, you have to decide how you want to do business. A lot of people want to do business this way. A lot of people want to do business that way. And sometimes what they say and what they want don't align. But sometimes people, you know, like, hey, I want to be a barber and I don't want to work out of the shop and I just want to cut hair at home. You know, that's what I, that might be what I want to do. But if I do want that, and I want to have a business, I need to make sure that my business reflects that. And I need to make sure that I am disciplined and operating in a certain way.
Right.
I learned that too when working with larger companies. And just like I said, luckily I had just a little bit of help when I started. And even like doing something very early on, like getting my LLC.
Yeah.
Because when it came time to get contracts with people like Under Armour and Peloton, if I didn't have that LLC and didn't take those business, you know, it wouldn't have happened. But, you know, in the beginning, I didn't care. I tell people, like, I didn't care. I said, I did whatever I wanted. But when I realized that, yo, hey, this is a gift I'm giving, and a lot of it came too from more so other individuals asking me for things that made me realize, hey, this is a want and this is a business. But structure and discipline are huge. Like, structure, discipline, and just figuring out what you want to do, making sure you have to make sure that when you decide to do this, your goals and what you're presenting matches your product and what you're presenting to your service and things like that. But yeah, it was a really tough, really difficult transition for me, because I didn't know how to price things. I didn't know what I wanted to charge. I didn't know how to target. And becoming an entrepreneur was difficult, but you got to use your resources. You got to use people as your resource. Information and social media and the internet is great. But what I've grown over all of the years I've been here is that business and people are going to be your resource. Someone sitting next to you to give you the information and talk to you and coach you and teach you is more valuable than you go on the internet and paying someone else to do it. Or you may try to start a business and not have the money.
I want you to talk a little bit about, that's your product, and being in business, I know that's your product. You want to make sure that the very best product is being handed out there because your name is on it.
Yes. Yep. So just speak on that. That's prior to product is it. That's something I've grown to understand that either it's mostly X and O in the greats, in the successfuls, and, you know, versus the mediocres. And you know, excuse me if I seem a little bit coy, but I'm very direct and I like to be transparent. I like people when we're talking about these things, I want to make sure people are getting the right information. But you have to make sure that like that product and that service is meeting your clientele. And you have to make sure. So, you know, my buddy told me when we first started, you know, I was painting a shoe and he was like, man, it's a little bit, you know, you could touch it up there. And I'm like, man, it's little stuff. I'm not really worried about that type of stuff. And he was like, man, but somebody might point that out and they might not like that. Then what you
gonna do? Right.
We got. Why be 90% when I can be 100?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, and granted, I've watched other individuals do it. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Sometimes when they're doing business and they're doing service and doing these things and they have this product, we like to compare it to someone else. And they're doing it this way. So, you know, I can do it somewhat like that, or I don't have to do it too much better. you know, you don't really set your own standards. Your standards, a lot of people make their standards based off of the people around them. One thing that, you know, when my buddy kind of put that to me, and this was during the social media era, he's like, man, look at this. You show me one of his products. That's a great product. Like, yeah, but you see these people in the comments? Don't get me wrong, comments really don't matter, but it's like, you see how they have something to say? Like, they got, you're giving, you know, you're giving people something, a reason to say something, or having, leaving that there. When you take pride in your product and you want to leave all doubt, you know, that's really it. Because that's what resonates with people. And then how you treat your customers, how you treat your product, like it's inevitable that you bring both of those together. You know, like you have to make sure that whatever you're promoting, your product has to be top tier compared to your price. And we all want to be self-sustainable, have business that's you know, doing being able to flourish. But if you don't have a product or a service that's of good quality, then it's going to be hard for that. And I think some people need to understand that they have to master that first. You have to master your service and your line of work before you start to just jump into business. Because sometimes you want to, you know, yesterday's price is not today's price. I charged in the beginning, I wasn't as good. I had to get good, make sure my prices matched up. When prices started to go up, I made sure that I started to do certain things. You know, there's thank you cards in the bag. You know what I'm saying? There's shrink wraps for shoes.
Right.
You know, there's a special box when you get your packaging, so it matches now because of the fact that there's a level of service, there's a level of pride that I want you to feel special because you're shopping with me. You know, you have to have that awareness and pride in your business and service. I think that that's some of the, from what I've seeing, that's where the most success comes from. You have to have a sense of pride, but also not letting that become a sense of arrogance too, you know.
Right.
Talk about certain things like
that. Let me gotta go to the board. Georgia, all the way from Georgia, Tyler Roberts Ford, who has an excellent product, by the way. What's up? Happy Friday to you. Thank you, Tanya, for that. She has a great product as well. So back to you, Pastor Burns.
So I know you got some products. So we have some listeners on the radio, but those who are watching on Facebook may see it later. Why don't you point out some of your products you have in front of you there?
Yeah, so right here is just this. I tried to bring like a little bit of everything because it's a lot. Customizing shoes is definitely where I started. This is my favorite shoe. This is the one shoe that I will not sell. This brought me into the sneaker game. So you kind of can see as like a gold laser design on it there. This was Hydro Dip. So this is one of the best examples I have for people when I say like a Hydro Dip shoes. This is what it is. It was all white and pink and green when it started. So
for our listeners, he had a pair of Air Jordans that are banging. So you have to come back and watch the show.
I keep it mixed up where, you know, a lot of what I do is just to, it's fun to let people have options and versatility. So, you know, Jordans is like the go-to, but when I tell somebody, hey man, I can do a pair of LeBrons, they're like, like, I don't know too many people that are customizing LeBron. I'm like, well, you know, if your son likes LeBron, so let me. This one here is actually like a part of a package where I actually hydro dipped the design here.
Uh-huh.
I came in and painted all the characters. So you got.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Mario. I see Mario on there. And I don't know the other character.
Oh, yeah,
that's neat.
Wow. That's neat. And then the back of the shoe, it got the classic Super Mario style board there.
Wow.
Back to Georgia. Tanya Roberts Ford, I love the colors. They love your product.
Man, I'm glad to hear it. And, you know, the that's one of the things that we're growing and doing now is actually providing like hands-on product for people to buy. A lot of what I've done over the past few years has just been service-based and request-based, but now it's to the point where it's like, people are like, hey man, I want something today, right now. What do you have? I'll buy anything. And I'm like, I didn't know, are you serious? They're like, yes. Like, I'm like, man, sorry, I don't have nothing in your size, or, you know, trying to sell them a backpack like this. So, which is, so two, that's the other thing. So I think that's the real thing. Like, so this is, you know, your regular casual sneaker. This is an actual basketball shoe. You know, all cream when it started. It was, the whole shoe was this color. So I painted and dyed the bottom of it to just kind of, in the customizer community at the time, I was showing people how you can mix all these different parts of what you can do to a sneaker. Football cleats, as we know, the season is coming up. So listen, kids, men, anybody, my cause, my cleats, that's a big one. This is just an Under Armour cleat that I just put one of my designs on, my prison design. So
got a quick question from Georgia, back to Tundra before. Are they unisex shoes, or you do like women's shoes, men's shoes, or anything?
I'm getting into women's shoes. I'm getting into a lot of more women's things, but I do all shoes. All the shoes that I get are whatever my clients send me. So, but yeah, there's no specific, but I do have a pair of heels that matches a bag. I had like a whole set.
You
guys are getting an exclusive, right? I'll give you an exclusive. Every year, just about every year, I try to do a bag set rollout. It's just my thing. Like, I love backpacks, so I like to do a whole project. So this year I actually set it up where I threw in a purse and a pair of heels.
Stop it.
No joke. So this is just one of the crossbody bags that's a part of the series. So it's all this, and all of the product is all the bags are Coach bags. So it's designer, but this bag was like a navy blue when it started. I'm just giving people the opportunity to put their own twist on more designer brand and luxury stuff. Okay. But to add the caveat is to bring in like, hey, now you can have a pair of custom sneakers to go with custom bags. Look, I got my buddy handing me because we got a few people in the office working right now, but still. Because this isn't supposed to be shown until September 4th.
Hey,
now you're getting it, you're getting the exclusive today.
September 4th, so.
The internet is not, you know, so that's but so there's the heel.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Back to Georgia. Sold.
But you see what I'm saying? When they like, what? But she hasn't even seen the purse yet.
Oh, look at the purse. And it comes in the set.
You see what I'm saying? There's a set. That's
why I was saying. Wait a minute. It's 2:30. Back to August the 18th. We're gonna go to commercial break, and then we're gonna come back because you just heard this exclusive of what Mr. Levine has done. You are listening and watching Torn in Two on 103.7 to be in M106. We see it in a second. Hopefully, commercial break. No?
Commercial break.
Oh, okay. No commercial break. Oh, we'll go back in. Hey, it's live. It's live. Okay.
That's okay. We're rolling with it.
Okay, so listen. Break that down. Break that package exclusively. You did it on this show. You didn't wait till September 4th. Exclusively on our 3-year anniversary, right. You brought out the bangin' record.
I gotta just show the whole package now.
Show the package. Show the package.
Can you grab me that other heel right there? Yep. And then can you grab me the wallet set too? And the bag that's right there. So this is kind of the fun thing about being back home in Muskegon. And actually participating in events, because usually in the past, I usually would only do events. You know, I would travel. I was in Maryland. I lived in Kalamazoo, but I would travel to all these events. And, there's a lot of people that were like excited to see me, you know, because I had a social media presence and all of these things. But being home, it was different, where it's like, you know, the stuff that I brought out at the Muskegon Black Expo, there was the.
Yeah, that's nice.
At the Black Expo, a lot of them don't understand, like, they were the only ones to see that. Like, the world hasn't seen that. Like, I haven't even, and so even exposing them to that, like, hey, you guys have the option to see this, you guys have the option to purchase this, and it's like, you know, it's kind of fun to give my people the firsthand look, and then it's like, okay, now let's see what happens when the world sees it. Yeah, it was something big that I did, because I really am working on one of the big things that I'm working on is creating my own bag line and bag brand. But I do understand that in business, certain people like certain things, and there is correlation in the two. So I went with Coach, because that's one of the brands that I like. And I like the design of these particular products. That's why they are exclusive, and these are all one of ones. These are not. This is the first thing that I've made that I have not made a one-on-one of. I made 3 of these. But, okay. So you have the crossbody bag for the men, or this is technically unisex. Mm-hmm. Then you have the purse for the ladies that has this, and it has the strap.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the heels, and all of these are part of my United collection. And that's U9ED, because it's 9 colors that couples. And then you have the Jordan 1.
Now wait a minute here. Listen, hold on. I gotta go back to Georgia, because I know my sister. She said, I'm leaving Atlanta right now. That's fire. I love Coach. Now listen. If somebody wanted that whole package, what are they looking at to buy that?
You said what? You said it won't be on. I had to get my card, because I have to think about what I put the price tags at. This is the business for men. So this is like, you know, more so made for men, made for women, unisex with the crossbody. You know, it's the whole thing. So the bag was 6. This was 4. Again, shoes was 3. I think it came to like, I think it was like 1500 or 1600. No, it was a little bit more than that, actually.
It's gotta be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's more than that. But let me say this though. This is what it is, because I promise I'm trying my best to make it where it can be feasible for everybody, but also making sure in business, as we spoke about, I'm not selling myself short.
Exactly.
If I was to take this product the way it is and sell it to you for each of it $100 over retail, how would you feel about that? Some people might be like, man, that's expensive. I'm like, but it's custom. It's $100 over retail. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I said that I understand that the average consumer may feel that may be a lot. But if we're talking about, if you bought it and wanted me to paint it, how much would I charge you to paint it?
I want to talk about that real quick. Is because when you're in service and when you're providing a business and a quality business, you don't be ashamed to ask for what it's worth. And you are providing a great product. If they can't afford it, and listen, do not go to that brother and ask up for the hookup.
Right, right.
Because he's got hours into that stuff.
Can I say this? This is the truth. I don't get that question.
I think good.
After the first 2 years of doing this, when I got really good, people didn't really ask for the. I mean, that was kind of some of the stuff that I watched and I learned to be stern in. Is like, because I didn't know my prices and because of how I am and just being like, okay, well, if I pick that, I stand on that. I'm a man of my word, and you know, that's what it is. And if I go off of how I feel, but understanding that, give them the price and walk away. Because you can't, because at the end, like as a business owner, this is where a lot of people go wrong, or they not even go wrong, but they have the dilemma of what is my price? Is my price point right? I get it. Yes, we do want to make sure that, but at the same time, if it's something like this, price it or whatever you want to walk away, because that's really all you can do. You don't know how deep your client's pockets are. You don't, no matter who you are on the end of it. No matter, because I dress, sometimes I look like I could be homeless when you see me. I could be walking to the gas station in all paint clothes and I could look homeless. But you know what I'm saying? You don't really know my value just by looking at me.
Right.
You know,
I got to go back to Georgia Tanya's honor today. She says, I got a hook for you when you wake up. Tell me how I hey, Pastor Bird.
Even if the hookup is the fact that you only paying $100 over retail.
Yeah.
No. You're providing a service, people have to pay, and when you're providing quality service, people have to pay. Pastor Burns.
You know, say customer
to the service. When it comes people, to the service, as far as like when someone makes a request. Yeah, when someone makes a request,
they get it. When you want, you know, you can get something, you can do some mass producing, walk around, everybody got the same one on, or you can walk around and say, right. I want my one of a kind, and you're willing to pay for it.
Right.
And you can understand that.
And I think that's a lot of what I've done. I think I've been blessed enough to be very transparent in social media and kind of letting people see that my value is really more so in the, you know, like my motto for my business is love what you create. The value is really, you know, you loving whatever I'm going to give you. Sometimes I don't always agree with what my clients are asking me to do, but I got to put a price point on it and do it. You know what I mean? Because they love it, you know. But I can honestly say I've been blessed that I haven't had a lot of people try to shortchange me in my career.
Yeah. Has anybody brought something to you and you just said, no, I can't do that? You don't have to say no names. Has anybody brought something to you and you just said, no, I can't do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, because I'm honest. Yeah. I'm not going to take no project that I'm not prepared for. That's just bad. Yeah. That's building bad business, you know? Or I have to tell somebody, hey, that's not a good idea. Like sometimes it don't work. Sometimes the structure of the shoe versus with the design, or, you know, even with, you know, having a whole company where I have to grab one, but I customize and design weight belts. That's a whole different industry. And having to explain to some people, I want all of this on the weight belt. And I'd be like, yo, the belt is only 4 inches tall, dude. Like it's 4 inches tall. And, you know, can't get you posing like this, you know, and it's like in the middle of and all the, you know, it becomes a whole thing. But yeah, design wise, I've had to tell people no. That more than anything, that's been why is design wise, or if people's budget don't match their design. Mm-hmm. So I've had to tell them I've had to do that. So
question coming to you, Pastor Burns.
Tony Roberts Ford. It's hard when you have a product and when you're trying to figure out the right price, because you want it to be something that's affordable, but you also have to make a profit because you put it in the work for the great product.
Right. That is the truth. And that's why even now, a lot of the times I tell, like when I'm, you know, in the building and I'm talking to other entrepreneurs or people that are thinking about doing entrepreneurship, and more so with, I can even say like sneakers in particular, it's easier because I tell people, hey, if you're trying to get customized in sneakers, go to the outlet. Go to the outlet, go buy you a pair of $60 shoes, $50 shoes, you know, whatever. And uh-huh. practice on that because you're not really overly invested in feeling like, you know, and I'm not saying that's cheap, but it's just like if you're looking for a pair of men's shoes, you know, that we know men's shoes are expensive based on what you're buying.
Right.
If you're trying to get into the culture. But that's how you close that margin with your profit because you're not spending as much on the shoe. I paid $60 for this shoe.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So now, you know, or it's times they're like, where is it at? This was $180 cleat. I got this from a Ross for $18 when I was in Texas.
Okay.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So now it closes my margin for how much I can sell it for. You know, so know your worth and your value, but make sure if you're in business and you're trying to be as profitable as you can, make sure you're putting in that legwork to do that. Especially if you're in art, you need to try to limit your resources so that your value of whatever you make can be even more.
Let me say this. If you are listening on the radio on WVS 103.7 to B or M106, you need to go to the Facebook sites and see the products that this young man is doing because they are excellent. That's Burst.
Yeah. You know, you said something earlier and you talked about when you get started. Mitch, talk about the kind of encouragement support you had when you got started and as you developed, you know, along the way.
When I started, I had my buddy, my brother, Kendall Dean. He had already been in sneakers and he's been with me since day one. So he was an amazing support system because he was still in the process of, you know, getting into it and sneakers were changing. And he was more so the hands-on, you know, just doing the colorway. Like, he had his own thing, and I was bringing something completely new into it. But I didn't know anything about customizing sneakers, you know. So he taught me all of that, and then I took the knowledge that I was learning from Hydro Dipping, and we blended the two. But having that support network, a lot of the time for me, it came from social media. When I started, I had Facebook Live was new. Like, I could play music in the background and block type of new. So that's where I built my support network. That's where a lot of it came because I was living in Kalamazoo. I was going to Western. I was away from my family and a lot of my friends. But, you know, in college, it was, you know, once I started painting, it was kind of how it is now with me even creating this building. People coming in and just giving good energy because they see that I enjoy painting. They see that I enjoy just creating and them wanting to fuel that, but also them just wanting to see me to succeed. So I've had times where I've had another buddy of mine, Joseph Smith, he stays in Detroit. You know, he's helped me pack up a car and we drove to Cleveland SneakerCon. He's helped me drive to the Atlanta SneakerCon, Chicago. You know, but not being afraid, like, to be honest, we have to admit that we need it. I tell people that all the time. I wouldn't be as far as I am if I didn't honestly say, hey, there's times I went on social media and said, hey, I need help.
Okay.
You know, I entered into the Manhattan Wardrobe Supply sneaker competition. This was right around Christmas in 2017, I think. And I ended up getting into the finals, but I didn't know that I had to be in Manhattan for the competition. December 28th. So like right before when I found out, I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money to go. But people were voting for me. And I was like, hey, you know, I was going on social media. Hey, everybody follow me, you know. But a lot of it was social media based. But I was also going into different groups, artistry groups, sneaker groups. I was doing my live feeds and it was new. So people didn't know what it was. And I think at the same time, I think I kind of beat Facebook to this, if I'm being honest. I was sharing 30 different groups and they may have 20,000, 30,000 people in those groups or 100,000 people in those groups. So I'm getting 20,000-30,000 views in one live feed.
Wow. And okay.
I would only, and every so often it would be some one or two people that would gravitate towards me, and then they would just stay around and they would just stick around. And that's kind of how, like I said, my buddy Joey, that he stays in Detroit. I built a relationship with him, and you know, look what that became into. He's an amazing support network. He was one of my buddies that helped me get a car when I wasn't, like, you know, when I was down and out, like from a face, from a social media relationship. But a lot of that comes from, you know, the humility of being honest with people in social media, and understanding who's trying to help you and who hasn't, or who's, you know, who's real and who's not. But I had discernment. But my family, hands down, it's been a lot. I think that a lot of people look at that a different. I've had it. Let's say that.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about the importance of the business side of knowing contracts when you're dealing with these companies that you're dealing with, of knowing and reading. They've been showing the 50th anniversary of rap, of how these artists were ripped off because they didn't read the contract. They were so excited that they just signed the contract and didn't know what was in it. Talk about knowing the business side.
Yes. First off, get it in writing. If you want to be as official as you want it to be, get it in writing, but make sure you read it. You need to read it. Don't just hire somebody else to read it. But it's important because the contracts that you sign and understanding that information it's just like anything else. If you're not privy to the information and you sign it, then you could be putting yourself at liability or risk. Mm-hmm. And that's why you just have to be present. And a lot of that is, I say that to people because, I'm glad you asked that question, because people don't understand, like, sometimes you won't even get the contracts if you don't know what you're signing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the people will ask you questions and be like, yeah, did you see that this says this? And you'd be like, oh no, I didn't. And they're like, you know what I mean? But that's how a lot of people, you know, you have to do that, but you have to make sure that you stand on it too. A lot of people are, you know, if somebody doesn't want a contract, or if you're not getting one, then there's something wrong with that. But contracts are the precipice of your growth when you're just an individual in a business, because once you solidify those, you know, you start to build. But if you're not paying attention to those can tear you apart. I got screwed. Don't get me wrong, excuse my language. I got jacked up because it was a contract that I should have had and that I didn't.
I got jacked for 30,000, so I feel you.
So man, listen. But no, the contract, man, I tell people the contracts are they're exactly what people say they are. Read them. Like, not be afraid to read them.
I want in the music business, you know, you be so excited. And then this happened to me. You know, a guy say, hey, come in the studio and I need you to play this part. And you go, okay, I'll give you so much money. But you don't know nothing about royalties, your creative energy. And the next thing you know, they're going.
Hey, I can say this. That is one thing that, you know, I got big goals. I got a lot of different stuff that I'm shooting for. That's one of the biggest things that I'm trying to push and to build the community with artists is, at some point in some of these lines of work and corporate work that's going on, there should be corporate royalties for artists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have corporate royalties for music. If I paint a mural, and I just say this because I'm an artist, I'm a receiving artist, and you know, I'm giving and receiving. So I take art, I see the world, but I also give it back.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see something from a movie, because I do this all the time, that I like, I'll pause it. I might take a picture of it, like, you know what, I'm going to do my own version of that. Mm-hmm. How is that any different if I took your song and I mixed and mastered it and changed it up?
Mm-hmm.
So is it too much to say if I painted a mural into a movie and, you know, yeah, I got paid for that, but now every time that that movie's played, I should get some type of royalty. That should be fair because every time that it's played, it's exposed to somebody else that could take that information in that time. And you see what I'm saying? So, like, I understand, like, those type of things don't exist, but when you talk about having information as far as, like, okay, what type of job are you doing? Well, how much should you be getting paid? You know what I mean? What's the value versus the resources and the materials and making sure everything is put in place accordingly? Because I've had contracts with people like, hey, I'm going to pay you for the work, but I'm not paying for the resources. And I'm like, yo.
What?
Like, you, like that don't make no sense. Like,
right. I gotta go to Georgia one more time. Question you, Burns.
Says Tony Roberts Ford says, my husband is in the entertainment business and they've been on strikes. It's April because they're not getting their proper royalties. Exactly.
Yeah. And so people, let me say this. Regardless in the music business, make sure that you know the business end or you will get messed up. Those parts that I played in those with those artists are still selling that music, and you only got that one little check. So know the business end. Okay, so it's 2:53. Now tell everybody how to get in touch with you because your product is dope.
Thank you. Best way to get in contact with me is directly by email. It is artisttray@nocreation.art. So artisttray, artistra, at nocreation, nocreation.art.
And you have a building here. You have a building here, right?
Yep. So I have a building. The building is not open to the public, though. It's more so a research building. So now it's not meant for people to just be able to walk up because, you know, sometimes people are in here working and they're doing their thing. I'm setting it up to be more of an exclusive, you know, everybody, you know, making sure they can work freely. But Instagram is the next best way because I check that consistently. So that's just Armand Levan. So ArmOne, and then Lavan. So, yeah, those are the two best ways to contact me. Right now, I don't do phone because I get too many calls. So, email is always best.
Email is listen to mine. The show is ending. Is there anything else you want to say? Will you come back? Because you got some stuff. My anniversary is next week, and I look like I got to spend some money.
I mean, only if you want to. You know, I guess only if you want to. It's not a need, it's a want, but I love that people want this. So my thing, man, is just I'm glad. Thank you guys for having me. To everybody out there that has a dream, has a goal, man, die, go, jump, don't hesitate. I fell into this. I'm literally fell into this. Like nobody, and everyone that can see that's groomed with me, they like, they always ask, were you an artist growing up? I was like, no. I was like, how long have you paid for? I'm like, 7 years. They'd be like, what? I was like, it just kind of became a thing. So you have no limitations when you actually just care to see how good you can be at. Don't worry about the end of it. Just worry about getting the best version of yourself out of everything that you do.
Well said, sir. We'll see you. We're going to have you on the show soon. You take care and God bless.
Likewise, gentlemen.
Take care.
Okay. All right. Wow. Bright young man.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Stacey fell into it, but you know, you and I understand that it's not just ministry people are called to, but people are called to all kinds of professions and vocations. And since the young man was called to what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to take the last couple minutes. First of all, next week is not only my class 30th anniversary, it's going to be my 29th wedding anniversary. And I could not do this without the support and the love of my wife, Emily Roberts. And I want to get that out right now and say, babe, happy anniversary. Because next week, I know we're going to just be going nuts between anniversary, class reunion, get the show in. But I wanted to say that. But Pastor Burns, I want to thank you. When I asked you to come in and help me with the show, because the load was tremendous. You said yes without any pause. And I really want to thank you. And I want you to talk a little bit about how you felt being a part of this.
You know, I thought about doing something for a while. And every time I'd say, I don't know what I want to do. And then once you asked me, I thought, you know, it doesn't give me a chance just to talk about ministry, which we love.
Yeah,
but it gives me a chance to talk about a lot of different areas. And I like to think of myself as a well-rounded person. And I'm blessed about the opportunity to talk with people and get people to, who don't get to always get exposed to our community and to now listeners all over the world now. And so for me personally, it's been satisfying. I love getting people in conversations when they just sit and talk to us. And we've talked about what everything, health, art, books, you know, you name it. And the thing that makes it even better than all that is I've been doing a brother like you, who I respect, who I admire. We laugh, we talk about serious stuff. So the 3 years have flown, brother. It's been a treat with you these past 3 years. After we do our shows sometimes, I end up talking about it for the next 2 or 3 days. but I appreciate you, man. I appreciate spending this time with you. And you know, we've grown in 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to say to Lady J back at the studio, to PA, Rob, Q89, and all those guys that you don't see, but they're making phone calls and they're trying to get people to come on the show. They do not have an easy job, especially contacting political people. It's not easy to get guests and stuff like that. But we want to make sure that we're the only station that's doing this.
Yes.
No other station. I had a mayor of a city contact me just to thank us, WVS 103.7, to be being the only station doing politics and covering news and information. And so we want to thank those people for doing that, and I want to thank. Over the years, we talked about some tough issues, and we're going to continue to talk about those tough issues. But we want to make sure that you are an informed listener or viewer, that you get the information that you want to hear. Anything you want to add to that?
No, brother. We're gonna grow past this 3 years and keep doing what we're doing and get better. Hope to have more exciting guests and keep involving and interacting with our guests and with our audience out there for however long God wants us to do this.
Did you imagine when you started that you would be talking to people around the world? We've had people from Dubai and all over the country.
You know, we started off with a really heavy time between that election. No, that was George Floyd. That was COVID.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We started off in a really heavy time, and I think even the conversations we were having, I'll say for me they were helpful. You know, then we started getting guests in, and we kind of shifted from the news. And again, we had no idea, man. You think of the people we've had over the years. People, you know, we've been educated from history to, you know, science, and it's been an amazing journey.
Right. So listen, hey, it's 3 o'clock. What do we say every week? Go and so listen, people. We don't be saying this to be a cliche thing. Listen, you don't know who you might affect or be helping. Just because somebody look like they okay, it never hurts to ask how you doing. Go sow a seed in somebody's life, and you don't know, you might be changing the world and helping them. This is Pastor Melvin Burns II and Gregory T. Roberts. This is the show Torn Into. I'll see you next week. I'm so excited. Anniversary with my wife and class of 83, 30 years next week on 103.7 to B. Take care. God bless.
All right.